welcome to our show, Geeks to Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week is all about Snake River Comic Con.
Woo!
Yay.
Okay. And this week, we're starting with me. I'm Bill.
And I'm Ted.
Hey!
And I'm Anna.
I had to do it right then. I'm sorry. I blew up.
And I'm Tangle.
And I'm John.
Yay!
Sweet. Fastest introduction ever.
Yep. Now that you know everything about us.
Have a great day. This is a great podcast.
Yep. Thank you, Ben. That was great. Thank
to be fair,
you.
I think Tangle really does time. Just explain you. So
it really does. That's sad, but true. Anyway.
Snake River Comic Con.
Yes, that is happening like tomorrow for us. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Well, this will be posted on Thursday, a little earlier than our normal. So technically.
Definitely
today.
Tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If they're listening to it when it's posted.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the meet and greet happening Thursday night, which, you know, of course you guys are invited to come to because we want you to get an opportunity to meet the guests and meet the staff and everybody, all the volunteers, because we want you to know who's putting on the convention. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's really important about that is that, when you work a convention as a staffer, way too often you just never see a guest, maybe in passing when they're on their way to the bathroom, and it's really a bad idea to talk to them at that moment.
I've seen those. It's more like, hey, I like your stuff.
Yeah. And that's it. Yes, thank you very much.
Yep. They're busy. I'm busy. Somebody's told me not to take a picture.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The, yes, your panel room's right here. That's
yeah.
The other way you do it.
Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the panel room's right here. That's the other way you get to meet the guests.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep, but that's it. That's it. And the rest of the time, you're doing like really stupid, mundane stuff. And you're like, oh, right. You get those like 8 people who get to sit with Jason Momoa or, you know, Bill
yeah.
Shatner or something like that.
And, 8? Whoa, that's a
yeah,
large number for...
That's a pretty large number. Not for...
For Shatner, wow.
But, you know, you get those very few people who actually are the liaisons. And those people are... not.
We can take a pause if you need.
Okay, go ahead and pause.
Okay, we'll be back in listeners' time, and we're back.
Yes.
That was so easy.
That was so easy. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, staffers rarely get to go to a panel. They rarely get to do this. I mean, they want to. They always want to. You always look at the programming and you go, I really want to go to this. Or I really want to go to that. And then someone says, yeah, that's great, but we need you to take oranges to the guest room. And it's like, well, okay, can I do that in an hour? It's like, no.
Yeah.
So it ends up eating your time. And by the time the evening rolls around, you're like, I'm just going to crash. I'm not going to go to the rave. I'm not going to go to the concert. I'm just going to crash. And that's kind of how it works. You either
get... I can probably count the number of raves I've gone to at conventions on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every convention has one.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fun, but I just... By the time it comes around, I'm ready to drop.
Same thing. I just come on. Salt Lake's was just last week, and it
yeah.
was. I even stayed in Salt Lake, and I was still like, I'm done.
I know, isn't it? It's just so crazy. It's because there's so much energy there. It's just huge, and if you feed off of energy and you can give that back, like the guests will often do, they can kind of live through that a little bit better. But when I've been at a convention and there's been like 2 or 3 that I've been to that I haven't taught at, I can't handle it. There's too much energy bombarding me. It exhausts me. And, you know, by 6 o'clock, I'm like, whatever. Who are you people?
Well, especially if you're walking around, you're not really used to as much. And
Yeah. It gets really exhausting.
If you carry a backpack. So that's usually my death is carrying a backpack because
yeah.
I have all this cool con stuff. But man, this thing's starting to get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
yes,
mm-hmm.
it was full of water, which is a lot lighter, but it's got more
okay.
stuff.
Yeah.
Water is not light.
No.
Yeah. It is not.
My experience has been because I do conventions, I know everybody at the conventions. Mm-hmm. And so I've always got a friend I can store my bag at their
yeah.
table or whatever. But even that, it's still a, oh, why did I bring this much? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're leaving it behind at a table, it's like, did you need it? Well, clearly I needed it at the second that I packed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, those red balloons that attach to grates do not just, you know, do this on their own.
Or if you want to take really good pictures, I've had DSLR our cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are just hanging around the neck. I'm like, well, this is great. I'm getting great pictures, but
yeah,
I did it 2 years and I was done. I've yeah. not done it since.
These, yeah. these 25 pictures turned out really great.
Oh, no, no. I got plenty of pictures.
Oh, right. My.
They were great, but my cell phone is starting to get like ridiculous just as good. Or
yeah,
I don't
know.
Really
oh,
need these
nowadays,
grand pictures.
Yeah. Nowadays, I mean, for me, I like got some pants with pockets. You get them at a men's area. Anyway, and
or coats.
Yeah. Yeah, now we have coats, but yeah. but yeah, you know, now I have pockets, and I actually went back to some like women's clothing recently because all my men's pants were in the wash, and I'm like trying to find some place for my phone, and I'm like, I hate this. I'm just gonna not wear pants until that. It's just what what is it?
Cargo. No,
they
cargo
want
pants.
Women to wear to buy purses.
Yeah, it's all
marketing.
If you
don't have pockets, you have to have a purse, and therefore you have to spend extra money.
Yeah. I blame Apple because you have to put your phone in your back pocket and then bend it.
Yep, and if you don't have one, yeah,
so what's worse, no pockets or those teeny tiny little pockets that are like 3 inches deep?
It's so bad.
They're identical. Okay, you get vigorously furious. For entirely different reasons. Mm-hmm. The first one is like, why don't I get to have pockets? Oh, because it will change the line. I'm sorry. My cellulite is perfectly capable of just sucking in that extra pocket.
Well, I like it. They take the time to like make it look like there's a pocket.
Oh, yeah. There. But then it's like, no, it's
actually,
less than a fingernail.
I actually talked to somebody who discovered that they actually had a full pocket already built in, but they sewed it shut.
Oh yeah, they sewed it shut for women.
Before.
Yeah, really. And we're just going, what? Why? Why?
What?
So yeah. So after all the women in the world murder those people,
well,
then
maybe that's why they came out the double jeans. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
They actually have jeans, and then just below the pocket spot is another set of jeans attached to it. So they're double jeans, but they both have pockets.
That must be menswear.
Oh, no, it's women's. It's a new fashion.
Well, then the pockets don't actually.
They're about 10 grand a pair, but.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would explain the existence of the pockets.
And they're going to be extremely thin.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you wear them, they'll rip the first time you sit down.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So the first, this Christmas, John was trying to find a Wonder Woman t-shirt. Uh-huh. You know, because he wanted to get a Wonder Woman t-shirt because, was it Christmas that we were looking for it? Maybe it was
no,
spring,
no,
because it
was
for the wedding.
For your son's wedding, yeah.
Yeah. So he got married at the end of June, and so we were looking around for a Wonder Woman t-shirt, and the only ones we could almost find were women's, and he's going, this is made of Kleenex and spit. Why is this here? It doesn't have any strength. I said, yeah, I know. Welcome to women's wear. And he's going, how do you not have clothes with, like, that's not translucent? And I said, because girls, and if you have clothes that last for more than an hour, well, then you're not a real woman. And I'm like,
sexism.
Sexism. Anyway, Snake River Comic Con.
Back to this, yes. Okay, how about this? Is our ticket still available? Are they going to be available at the door?
Yes and yes. Yep, we absolutely. Do still have some some tickets available, but there are a limited supply of day-only tickets. So we have 200 Friday-only tickets. We got 200 Sunday-only tickets. And we are down to 220?
No, we're down to 300.
300 Saturday-only tickets. Once we sell out of those badges, we can't get any more, and you have to graduate to the 3 days.
Now,
sorry, guys.
Could somebody, if they waited till Saturday, could they buy them online?
Sure.
With luck to pick them up.
If they've already bought them online, they can get them at the door. They've got that. They've secured that ticket. If you buy them online. If you don't buy them online,
you're rolling the dice.
It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Gamble. Yeah, that's what shh was.
I'm sure. I thought it was surely out of luck.
Surely
out of luck. Yes, that works too. But yes,
he's been doing this claim podcast for
yeah,
a while.
Right. Surely.
What was it? Two ago, you had to cut out some stuff?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, we tried to avoid.
I will do my best to keep it as clean as I can for you.
Yeah,
if it's close to the con, no guarantees.
Yeah. During the con, don't talk.
we
will
see.
Do our best not to actually harm any animals in the making of this
once
con.
The con's actually rolling, it's too late for the things that we know we need
yeah.
to get done.
Yeah.
So I won't care anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
at that point, it's like, okay, note taken for next year, note taken for next year. And we've put 15 months into this, and this has not been a small amount of time. So, we've done our best to really think of everything. There are like five fandoms not represented, but I'm pretty sure there will be discussion groups on those.
We'll hear about it.
Yeah. Otherwise, like every fandom known to man seems to be present. We've got 360 hours of programming.
Yeah. So, only with three different locations, a bus taking between all of them.
Yep. Yep. We've actually got two buses going through the whole until 6 o'clock every day.
Nice.
One of them is specifically an ADA bus to be able to help anybody with a wheelchair.
Or limited mobility. We've got that.
We've got one of our guests is Nick Porter. He's Nick the Zombie. And he was, when he was six, he got sick and lost both his arms and his legs. And he needs a wheelchair. And we've got a couple of volunteers who need wheelchairs and things like that. So we're very cognizant.
And we've already gotten several questions about it from people who want to attend. It's like, will there be wheelchair accessibility? It's like, of course there will. You know? So, It's important to do that. We want to be inclusive in that respect.
Yeah, we've done our best to make sure the aisles are all wide enough. And we want everyone involved.
Yeah, because, I'm sorry, you're in a wheelchair. I guess you don't like Sherlock. That's like saying you're transgender, so I don't want to hire you as a secretary. It's like, wait a minute, what am I typing with?
One of our volunteers always dresses in steampunk every time he goes to a convention, and he'll be in a wheelchair. He dresses the wheelchair up in steampunk.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some great stuff with wheelchairs.
Oh, very much so. We've got two panels, in fact, specifically on costuming for disabilities.
We do not recommend that you get a disability for the purposes of costuming. But, no lopping off limbs yourself.
Yeah, but if you happen to have one, we've got some great MIDI gun designs. So I think you'll like them. But we've got so much going on. We are going tomorrow morning because, as I was mentioning to Anne earlier, that we have two flights into Pocatello. And so because we have to have them busy at 6, they have to all come in on the 11 o'clock flight.
All of our guests.
And so everybody who's flying in is on that flight. Everybody.
So they'll already have talked to each other. And
when they start bleeding toward that particular flight, and then they start looking around, and it'll be like, Snake River, Snake River, Snake River, Snake River. And then when we get there, we're planning on having a big banner, like, so that they know. But this is the Pocatello airport, so we're going to try really hard not to block the path to leaving the
airport.
Yeah, or
all, what, two doors?
I think so. Yeah, you got two doors. So we're going to try and stand in front of one of them so that we don't interfere with passage to the baggage claim. We've got a 2.5 by 8 foot banner that we're planning on having two volunteers hold. And I'm sitting here going, unless there isn't 8 feet, which would be embarrassing. But we've got some really impressive people that are coming in. I'm really excited to meet them.
I actually have a question for you guys. You guys are more have your ear to the ground here in Pocatello than we do. What are you guys hearing about the con?
It's great that there's a small con coming that we don't have to travel for, because even Salt Lake being very, you know, not the East Coast, not the West Coast, kind of even a central spot for a lot of people, this is even better for local people because they don't have to travel. They don't, like, I went down Salt Lake. Yes, it is a 2-hour drive. Mm-hmm. I still got a hotel room because I didn't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
I'm betting you spent close to $1,000 before you got in the door, right?
I got lucky. There was some discounts, kind of like how with the Clarion and Red Lion, there's discounts.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes.
Because we've been talking about that, but I was lucky enough to get some decent stuff.
Nice.
And I was a block away, so I was really lucky.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're at.
Okay. We had issues, and
we're back.
We're back again.
Woohoo!
All right, so we were, before we realized we were dropped,
we were talking about the different kinds of, different types of cons and how Salt Lake is one type of con and we're a different one. Mm-hmm. There are three types of conventions. The Salt Lake convention focuses on their guests. It is all about the big name. You know, I remember seeing Nathan Fillion one year. I saw, the line for Stan Lee. Mm-hmm. Didn't see
Alan Tudyk did the Nathan Fillion one too.
Exactly. The year they got Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And they had to rent out a basketball stadium to handle the crowd there. The focus is
an entire Thursday. Event.
The entire focus. You go there because you're going to see your favorite actor.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are conventions that are all about the vendors. You're going to be able to get the con exclusive swag or be able, you know, not have to dig to the third page of Google in order to find the toy that you've been looking for.
There's a third page.
Right. You know, if it's on the second page of Google, maybe
if
well
you
not
want
to
pay less than about a grand for your item.
Right. Exactly. And so those are different types of conventions. Whereas Snake River, our focus is very much on the paneling and the programming and who and the discussions that are going to come up out of it. Like she said earlier, we've got 360 hours of programming. No, you're not going to be able to get to everything you want to go to. And especially,
so start jotting down.
Go to plot your day. Yeah. Plot
absolutely
your day.
Absolutely plan your schedule, because otherwise you're going to miss everything bouncing between hotels.
Yeah. You definitely want to give yourself time to get between the two hotels. And then we've actually got the vendor hall open from 3 until 8 on Friday, so that you have the time between 6 and 8 when the panels are done and before the concert starts or the Victorian ball starts to shop. You've got 2 solid hours of nothing to do but shop. And we want you to go up there. We want you to talk to those people. We want you to get your stuff, because that is one of those great times when you don't have anywhere else to be. And we're going to have food trucks up there, so people will be able to eat. It's just going to be a lot better for that.
Okay, that's also something else. Because of the mech, I'd heard about some of the stuff. Can people bring waters in?
Water's fine, okay. But other or outside food and drink is not.
It should be left in the car or...
Left in the car. We're going to, like she said, we've got food trucks there, so you can buy food there. They've got a concession stand in the mech. The other venues, that's fine. There's, they're hotels, so it's not like we can say, you're not allowed to have your own food in your hotel room.
Yeah. Well, the mech just has a set deal. I understand
it does.
That.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But they went down to, I don't know if we mentioned this before, but they were kind of going, no, we don't want any food or drink. They need to go to a concession stand. And we were, we're going, well, I'm not sure that that's going to work as well. Yeah. And so, we were talking a bit about it, and we decided that, well, we're not just going to have any food vendors. It's just better that way. And then they started like getting little, I don't know, probably their spidey sense went off.
Yeah.
And so they said, why don't we go to another convention and see what it's like? And
just
so
to have an idea.
Just to have an idea. We just kind of want to see what we got. And so they chose, of all things, Phoenix Comic Con this year.
They went to Phoenix Comic Con the year somebody brought a gun
to
shoot
to kill Jason
David Frank.
Yeah. They also, and that's 127,000 people.
I've been to a bunch of conventions and never seen anything like that at a convention in my life.
Yeah.
So the fact that they picked that one just had me going, wow, that.
And we're like, they told us, so we went to Phoenix Comic Con. I said, that is not representative of our convention. That is not representative.
Yeah, that
and,
was 20, 30 times bigger than the population we're expecting.
Yeah. And so they were saying, after we, stopped breathing into a paper bag, then we were able to kind of like, refocus on whether or not, what we needed to. And they learned a lot of really important lessons. And they stepped
That's
up immediately.
They did.
It ended up being one of the best choices they could have possibly made, because they stepped in and they went, okay, so yeah, you were saying something about food vendors. Let's get some in here. You were saying
Who
something about power drops. Let's get some of those in there.
Okay, that was the other stuff, because it was kind of, they built it more as a basketball.
It is. It's
like,
very
so.
Much a tournament thing. And they expected trade shows, but they weren't expecting anything like this. Mm-hmm. And so now that they like came back and they had seen, like
what
we said,
convention.
Two floors
yeah.
of
what an
of
actual convention is,
they just went, okay, no, we've got to do this, and they have just poured tons of energy and effort into this.
And
the Mountain View Event Center has just been fantastic.
Every venue has been just incredible and embraced the convention wholeheartedly. Like
businesses all over the area
completely.
Too have crazy.
And everybody we have talked to in Pocatello so far has been, I hope that I get time off of work to go.
Yeah. We're pretty certain that the FedEx store here is just going to be closed for the entire weekend.
I've been assured they won't be,
but
I'm pretty sure there's going to be enough people calling in sick.
Yeah. But they've been great. The guy who helped us out there, Cody, he did all of our printing. which is not a small amount. It was a gigantic amount of printing. And when we saw it, we were just giddy. It was so great. the badges are gigantic.
He saw the badges and just immediately called and goes, okay, I know you said you wanted it at this size. Mm-hmm. However, we accidentally printed it bigger than that, and I'm not letting them change it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You're not allowed to change it. And we're not charging you more, but we're not allowed to change it.
Yeah, at least, and they said, no, we're not going to charge you. It was their mistake, but they're going to keep that dang mistake because we really like it. All of the printing just came out beautiful. Right.
So great.
I cannot say enough about this community. We have had, especially in the past, 2 months, we have had businesses from all over the area giving us things to go in the swag bags, giving us prizes. We've gotten
They're feeding our volunteers almost completely.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been amazing. They're getting all kinds of great stuff. They've given us stuff for the Idaho Candy Company gave us a box of Idaho Spud Bars, which apparently lots of people are like, oh my God, Spud Bars.
People love them.
So we're giving them to guests who are out of state so they find out what they're missing here.
Yeah.
the Perkins across the street from the Red Lion and the Applebee's right there are both staying open late Friday and Saturday nights because they want to have people after the concert, after the ball, after the rave, come in and eat and, you know, do the wine down there. They're specifically
the soundtrack, I think, is in.
But they haven't done anything.
They're not doing anything with us, unfortunately.
No, they had other stuff that they wanted to do, and so we're like, okay, never mind.
Yeah,
it turns out
there's other events going on.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're into those.
we picked our date, and then everybody else announced around afterwards that, oh yeah, this is the day that we're doing this.
Right.
Like, really? Okay, fine.
Yeah,
but they're different crowds. The crowd that goes to ISU's homecoming are not going to be the crowd that goes to a Comic-Con.
They're going
to
be the other team's school.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
Right, yeah.
Well, speaking of schools, the one of the high schools, I believe it's Highland High School. Who has just been absolutely connected with us at the hip since beginning. They are having a zombie walk, and so Nick the Zombie, the fellow that we were talking about before, is going to be on that zombie walk, so we're pretty excited about that. They're doing that because they've got homecoming, so they want to kind of do that to shuffle in homecoming, and they wanted to lead people down to the Comic-Con, so they specifically asked, can we end it there? And I'm going, yeah.
Absolutely.
Turns out there's nothing wrong with that. So, I mean, we've gotten so much excitement, and our street team leader, Angelina Thalen, she has just been amazing. She is.
We cannot say enough praise.
Probably talked to every human in this area and said, have you heard about Comic-Con yet?
All of our volunteers have really just been fantastic. Like, I cannot speak highly enough about the people that have stepped up and actually said, I'm going to do this for you guys.
Yeah.
Just been amazing.
And it's all just this commitment to the community. I mean, everybody wants to be a part of this. And that's great. You know, and we've had a couple of naysayers and a couple of haters, but my gosh, we're talking like not even one hand.
I think that I have deleted 3 posts on our Facebook page total.
For 15 months?
In the last year.
Just bad mouthing.
Well, just people being jerks.
Yeah.
For
trying to troll.
We had one guy get upset because we posted a cosplay is not consent thing. And
really,
yeah, right. But you know, that's the kind of person who gets upset about cosplayers and consent.
Because we think that women should not be raped at our convention, we're making it so people can't go to our con for some reason. I don't understand.
Yeah. And most of you ask. Pretty much everyone's willing to, yes, and you'll get a good smile usually.
Yeah. So, if you're not trying to take pictures of them in the bathroom stall, that's really a good idea.
So yeah, that one we had that guy, and then more recently we had somebody just trolling. And I'm like, you know what? There's no purpose for this other than trolling. I'm going to delete the comment and move on.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, 3 posts in a year for a page that's been incredibly active. People have been so hyped about this. I'm really impressed. I think that Pocatello is showing its true colors with that.
Yeah, and that's important. And one of the things that we've been making sure we tell people is that we want this to be the first of many conventions, not just Snake River. We want there to be other people who decide, I want to do an anime con. I want to do a Super Hulot con. We want people in this area to know that this can be done and that there is a market for it and that there is an interest in it. And I mean, Boise has six conventions. Come on. I mean, you know,
And they started off with just the anime con.
They did. Mm-hmm. And that's moved on. And Fandemonium was absolutely quintessential on that one. And we really, really appreciate Borneo for all of the people that he's helped us connect with.
Oh, Borneo, Jeremy. I mean, the whole con scene in Boise has been really supportive
of this. Yeah, it's been great.
And I have watched cons that didn't look to get that support from the community, and they're not around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're definitely hoping that we can make this an annual event.
Well, we're going to make this, but what we want to make this is one of four.
Yes.
There's no reason
you guys can't have an anime con here. Yeah. There's no reason you can't have a Star Trek con.
Yeah.
Go for it. Please do it. Watch what we're doing. We're going to teach you how to do this.
Yeah. There's an entire track of con running panels. Yeah. So it talks to you about how to pick venues, how to do guests, how to do ads, and what kind of money you're looking at for doing that. All of this stuff specifically so that if you decide this is something you want to pursue, you have a roadmap to exactly how to do it.
And just because we're trying for 3,000 people doesn't mean your con has to. Mm-hmm. A 600-person convention can be very successful at that size and not dig themselves into too big of a hole.
Yeah, it's and you attract different people. It's just
absolutely.
Please come and look at this as an option. We even have the people who put in and won the bid for NASVIC and are putting in for WesterCon, who will be coming to talk about what it's like to bid for a roaming or high level con.
Yeah, so NASVIC, and get one in your area. Because I doubt most people understand that term unless they've ever been to a world con. The World Science Fiction Fantasy Convention, which is where the Hugos are handed out, and I think we talked a little bit about it last time we were here. Mm-hmm. They're a roaming convention. They're all over the world. And anytime it's not in North America, they hold a convention roughly about the same time in the United States or Canada, somewhere in North America, in order to give the North American audience a place to go. It's called NASVIC. I don't remember what it stands for.
North American Science Fiction.
Something, yeah.
There you go.
But so this year I know the NASVIC bid is going to, because it's going to be in Dublin. The Worldcon's going to be in Dublin this year. Or not this year, 2019?
2019.
Because 2018 is going to be in San Jose, California. And so 2019 is going to be in Dublin. And so I know Utah is putting in a bid to have the NASVIC in
They won the bid. It's WesterCon. Yeah, it's WesterCon that they don't have the bid for. Anyway, I don't know. You'll talk to them at the convention because they're going to be there and they're going to be talking about what it takes to bid for a convention.
But those roaming conventions are so amazing. Mm-hmm. I've been to four world cons now and I cannot talk highly enough about how amazing it was.
And what's nice about the roaming is it's not like San Diego Comic-Con. They're very much tied to their name, but they have outgrown their center.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they can't build a bigger one for them.
Exactly.
So they're like, well, if we move to Las Vegas Con, are people going to realize that we're still...
They've got their name recognition and they have to stick with that.
San Diego's painted themselves into a corner with that. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
but it's a really pretty well articulated and very well appointed cubby.
It's a corner I would love to be in myself. Yeah. But, you know.
But, you know.
We're in Pocatello now. So it's a very different thing. Feel. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You know, when these big conventions do their stuff, they have a plan and they manage to succeed massively. If it weren't for San Diego, if it weren't for Salt Lake, if it weren't for New York, we wouldn't have Snake River because people would still be thinking only comic book things happen there. And Comic-Con has come to be symbolic pop culture convention, a multimedia convention.
But some people still do think that it has to be about comic books.
There are. And
well, it's not like somebody's like, oh, I see all these people dressed but not superhero outfits. And I'm like, that's just a fact. I dressed up as one of the Sanderson sisters.
I saw that picture.
Which is great.
You looked amazing.
Thank you.
I want to see more people dressed as the guys in drag from Mulan. I love the...
Oh, yeah. Those guys were awesome.
Those guys were amazing. Guys,
yeah. I also love it when people do the Fire Island players from Avatar.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
those guys are awesome.
Yep, we had a friend who did the Toph. Yeah, from that, and he was like, yeah, big bushy beard. It was fabulous. But yeah, we know that what they're doing out there is so important because mm-hmm. it's doing that thing where we mainstream people's things that they love, and that's okay. We've really gone out of our way with these fan conventions to let people know it's okay to like stuff. Mm-hmm. And periodically you get the gatekeepers who come along and all they want to do is stop people from liking stuff. Because unless
Which
you like it
Batman
in their
did
way.
This happen in? It's like, I'm sorry, I can like Batman without having an identity.
Yeah.
Or no, I could even like know what you're talking about. But like, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I also like a lot of these spin-off stories. I've been enjoying Injustice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
It's a great story. It has nothing to do with the Batman, with the DC universe.
My favorite mm-hmm. Superman story of all time is Red Son of Krypton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where, you mm-hmm. know, where he lands in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But these stories also become so big on their own, they spawn an alternate universe mm-hmm. in the
yeah, exactly.
DC or Marvel.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody does it. Dark Horse, all of those others.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of comics, one of the people that we've got that we're bringing out is Erin Leach. And she is, she when she graduated from one of the top art schools in the country, for doing comics, she was offered jobs from DC, Marvel, Dark Horse, all of them, she decided she was going to go her own way and break into digital comics. She saw the future mm-hmm. as digital, and she went ahead and she's gone into this.
Yeah. Look up her comic Happy Cat.
Yeah. And it's a lot of guts to do that when you have the big dogs saying, hey, you know, you interested? And the truth is you're going, I want to do this one thing. I want to do this. And it's worked. It's doing good, but she also, she's got a lot of talent. She did a specific print that she's doing just for the show, and she did a little display of it on our Facebook page, so you can see her talent, and it's fantastic. She's one of the top inkers in the industry.
As a Comic-Con, like we were talking before, people think it must be about comics, and we have made sure we've got something for those people as well.
Yeah.
You know, we've got 3 comic book vendors, I think, in the mm-hmm. vendors hall.
And we have a couple of comic book artists and writers. Yeah,
yeah, we've got comic book artists. We got comic. Adrian Ropp has written for and done art for Archie
and Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Casper the Friendly Ghost,
and Underdog.
Exactly. We've got Jason Brubaker, who's very popular in Pocatello.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in all over this area, but right. you know he lives here. Yeah,
yeah.
He lives here, so everybody's going here. Me, yeah, and that's fantastic. It's always good to have folks that are from your hometown. It's like, yeah, see how great this guy is? It's like, yeah, he can totally play on the national
exactly.
stage. And so we're really grateful that he had the time to join us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was really a great opportunity for our convention. Then when he said, it turns out I can come to this.
Right.
And we're like, squee! Because it's not enough to go for, you know, people outside. There's plenty of talent. There's plenty of everything right here mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
And it matters. It matters that we make sure that people know, of course, we recognize there are really mm-hmm. amazing people here. And you can talk to them. Come up and talk to them.
Yes.
It's really great.
So anyway, any other questions you guys have about Comic-Con?
Actually, I was curious. You said you're going for 3,000. Do we...
Mm-hmm.
Are you divulging ticket sales? Like how many?
Oh, we have no problem divulging ticket sales. This is actually part of the process.
So one thing to know about Idaho events, nobody likes to pre-register ever.
They really don't.
If they can't go in last minute and decide they want to do it, they're not going to do it.
Hmm.
Seems to be the response that we've gotten. Literally, this is talking to people who've run conventions, people who have run
concerts,
camping events. across the board, they'll tell you, nah. No, if you tell them you have to RSVP, they will wait until the very last minute to do it.
Yeah. And that's, so, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're running a Comic-Con or a wedding. It's like, right. you want my advance attention? No.
Now, that's important because right now we've got 850 people who have already pre-registered for our convention. That, to me, says it's going to be huge.
Yeah. But we find that to be really important because in an area that people don't pre-register, we've got 850 people pre-registered.
Now, I'm not saying we didn't stoke the fire on that by giving away some free tickets.
Yeah, yeah, however, of course you did. But yeah.
But most of them have been people who went out and bought tickets. Mm-hmm. We had a huge rush when our VIP tickets went offline, like the week before. And thank goodness for GrowTix, who's handling our registration.
Use GrowTix, people.
Our website, I'm not going to talk about who our web host is because I can't do so without using expletives.
Colorful metaphor.
Our website crashed for 24 hours.
72 hours before our VIP was over.
Tickets went offline.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, they were working on it. They were trying to get it up again and stuff, but we lost 24 hours of sales.
But because we were working with GrowTix and I gave out the direct link to buy tickets, right, we still had the best day we've ever had.
Yeah, so it ended up being a really good thing. GrowTix has really saved our life. We've had a lot of opportunities to reach out to different groups and find out what they can do and how it would help us. And I've done events in the area. I've done tons of events in the area. And I know that it's hard to imagine I'm going to turn over our money marketing to this place. I'm going to turn over our advertising to this place. I'm going to turn over all of our volunteers to this group of people. And the truth is that it's been fantastic. Like, one way that's really mattered was, Travel Station. They are our, travel agent for all of the people that are flying in. And of course I could have sat there and tried to figure out how to get everybody's flights in. Every time you buy a ticket, the next ticket is more expensive because now there are fewer seats on that flight. So you can't even guess what your ticket sales, your ticket prices are going to be because they literally change with every single purchase. Mm-hmm. And you can't purchase them at once. You have to purchase them one at a time. And I had no interest. That was during the time when I was trying to get all of the programming sussed out.
Well, you had more important stuff to do.
Tons of it.
Not necessarily more important, but
I had other stuff that I had to do. Yeah. And so I went ahead and said, I realize that using a travel agency, there will be people who are saying, oh, I think you're leaving money on the table. You could have done that yourself. It's like, really? With what? What free time? Were you stepping up to do it? Well, no, you aren't.
But
yeah.
There's also the time and money. You know, some management
entirely.
Absolutely.
Like, management, they have stuff to do.
Exactly. And Judy Store has been just fantastic at getting everybody. Anytime when I'm like, okay, I can't find the itinerary for this person. Can you send it to me? She's like, yeah, here it is. Right. And it's like, great, because I dropped it somewhere, you know. We've had thousands of emails since 2 months ago when we bought those tickets. And the idea of trying to go back through all of those to try and locate.
Even with a search function.
The search function doesn't even, they're just going, you got to be kidding me. You know, Google turned up 4 million. it's huge. So yeah, delegating, being a part of other businesses, all that stuff. Yeah, it's been life-saving for this group.
Yeah. No, every company we've worked with so far has just been phenomenal. And I can't speak highly enough. You know, like we said earlier, FedEx stepped up and handled all of our printing, and everyone there is so excited about it. Every venue that we've worked with have been, what do you need? How can we help? What can we do for you? You know, they've even extended out the deadline to register for the rooms at the reduced price for us a couple of times.
And they filled up. Both hotels are
as
full.
As far as I know,
I was telling people, our listeners, to get a hold of them to get the special rates.
Yep. And if there's a room left, we don't know about it.
That's what their computers are for.
Right.
We don't own all of the hotels, you know, both of them. But I'm sure that we own enough of them that we're not going to be bothering anybody. Also, we have the Reveal from Idaho. They're a costume company over in Boise. They are running our costume contest. They're running our cosplay repair. They're taking care of all of that for us.
Yeah, we had a group that was supposed to do that for us, and then they
had to work.
Life comes up, and suddenly,
we give people promotions. If you want to get your dream job, come to work for us, because we've lost more really high qualified people to the fact that they suddenly got their dream job.
We talked about this last time. Tingle and I also run a small publishing company. Mm-hmm. And what she's talking about is anytime we get somebody who wants to be an editor to start working for us, they get their dream job before their first book is done.
Oh. Yeah.
They get the job they're looking for, and we get an email back. Yeah. Literally three or four people in a row. This has happened to us. So we're just going.
But like the fellow who was going to be running our costume contest got promoted to running his entire shift. He works at an assisted living facility. Yeah. So now he is that manager for that area. And he's like, yeah, guess what? It's like, you know. Yeah. So
out of nowhere, we needed to scramble to find someone.
And these people stepped right up. Right. And they were ever so slightly panicked. So once they got done breathing into the paper bag, they were like, sure, let's do this. It sounds great. But they've done marvelous. They've really communicated with everybody to know what they want.
I saw a lot of people were like, hey, I didn't get for that. Well, based on your schedule, maybe not so much unless you want to ship things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of that talk going on.
Oh,
yeah.
We have been so communicative on Facebook through our Facebook Messenger and everything else. We've almost gotten one guy divorced because his wife said, stop getting messages at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because somebody, you couldn't see this, but I glared at Tingle, wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
They could all see it.
And can't get back to sleep until 5 because she had this idea and she has to blast it out to the world.
Oh, mm-hmm. I've done that. You have to learn, like, hey, I'm up, I'm active, but the rest of the world isn't. Phone calls don't work right now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we don't do phone calls, but one of the most important things about doing chats is that you can answer them when you are ready. Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't go away.
That's normally true, except for when there's 50 messages that you missed because somebody else happened to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they've talked back and forth, and now you can't find the beginning of that conversation.
Oh, no, this is where the conversation started.
Sometimes you can't scroll up high enough.
Yeah, we have had a couple of those incidents. That's why, as you know, we've sent out a couple of emails. Oh, by the way, this is stuff that you might have missed on the chat. Let's go ahead and get you connected to this. So we talked about the speed dating interviews there, and I think, but we've got a lot of communication going on, and it's really important. We need everybody to know
none of this works.
Yeah, very much.
I've seen conventions that had bad communication, and they fall apart. You have to have that communication going with your team, with your guests, all across the board. And if you don't, then you're going to miss something. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be something important.
But also the communication means, like, people who can't step up, it's like, oh, I feel bad, but somebody might be able to.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Or at the very least, what you're going to get is you're going to get people going, I know enough about this, having been in on all of the chats, that I can step in and take this over.
Or give my 2 cents to have somebody actually step in.
Let me see if I can find that thing, or I know a guy, hey, this person just came in. We've gotten a lot of that recently.
Oh, yeah.
So, like our guest liaison manager, Mike Thrall, he's actually a veteran of staffing the ones at Boise. And he stepped up and he said, okay, well, I've never been liaison before, but I do a lot of work with the conventions and I do help the guests and stuff.
I call BS on he's never been liaison. No, Every time we've been a guest at a convention, he is always at our table. Hey, is there anything I can get you?
Yeah.
Do you guys need water?
He's never officially been one.
He's never been officially, but he
that's different now because he is just officially that guy now. And that's important.
He probably saved my life because he took a lot of stress off of her.
Oh, completely. And he has stepped up and he made a couple of documents that we're now using. It's like, this is actually already done for us. Hit print. Okay. So that's really helpful because we have so much that needs to be done. I mean, luckily Helen has a black and white printer that uses toner instead of cartridges.
Yeah. She got a nice laser printer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So as a result, we have the ability to print a couple reams of, which is good because it turns out we're going to be printing a couple reams of stuff tonight. But if anybody is interested in volunteering, we do still have some spots open that it would be nice to ease the pressure there. Mm-hmm. And that starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So if you want to help out with it.
Morning.
Yeah.
Well, except this is going to go out Thursday.
Right.
Right.
So,
but you could also do it Thursday morning. Today at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Fridays when we're 9 a.m. Friday, people going also, in and setting up stuff as well. So it's not like that's wrong.
Yeah. True. And we've got so much that's going on with the nuts and bolts of it. It's a great opportunity to learn how this works. Yeah. And see it from the inside. It is kind of like getting to know how the sausage is made, but at the same time, it's more like, oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, this isn't Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
know,
you don't want to see how laws are made, but knowing how a Comic-Con runs, probably not a bad idea.
Yep. You guys have any questions? Because you're letting him do all the talking.
I asked a question.
All right. It's your turn now.
So what kind of things would people here expect as far as the different events that they can go to?
We have, if you want to learn how to make a film, we have everything from directing, producing, how to do miniatures, how to do makeup. That's going to be done. There's an entire filmmaking series. If you want to learn how to write a book, we've got 3 solid days of everything from building your world to putting together your characters to going to print, including audiobooks and all kinds of publishing. If you want to learn how to be an artist, we have comic book and gaming book artists who are going to be there teaching how to do this. Crit Killen is going to be there. He's going to be teaching how to do miniatures because he did the miniatures for Beetlejuice. You know, that whole map of the town that he did that.
Yeah, he built that.
Yeah, he built that. The Back to the Future, he did all the miniature work there. He's done a lot of stuff. Like, if you look at his IMDb page, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff that he's done.
Which he didn't have until we wanted him for our convention. And one of his friends went, wait a minute, he doesn't have an IMDb page? Let me fix that.
Yeah, so.
And got all of his stuff on there.
Nice.
Yeah, which is good. So you can really look at stuff up now. So we have that. We have, like we mentioned before, the con running series. So if you want to learn how to put together a convention, if you're interested in Supernatural, Doctor Who, or Sherlock, we have an entire room devoted to each of those.
Our Harry Potter room, our Hogwarts room, is going to be amazing. We have every day we're doing house sorting. We've got
wand making.
We've got actually the wand making for every day, but Friday have already sold out.
Yeah. So if you want to build a wand,
you got to go to Friday. We've got,
they're going to be teaching potions.
And charms.
And that's why, you know, with the layout, like Clarion has, they all have their names and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the list, that's why I'm loving the day list. You can just go down.
Yeah. It's really helpful because you can look across the thing and go, I really want to go to a tea party. Ooh, I really want to go to the villains. Mm-hmm. Panel, so I can't go that tea party. Is there another tea party? Yes, or, this one is available.
Or even just like scrolling down the list, like, okay, here's the times. Okay, that's the one. You know, here's the next one.
Yeah. Yep.
And you start almost like matching things up.
We have done our best to make it so you can make that line so you know where you're going.
Yep. We also have like several discussion groups. There's a couple of things there that were like so popular, and we either had either too many people or it was like, there were some conflicts with some people. I was like, I really want to do this, but I am already committed to that. So rather than delete that and try to fill that space at the last minute, we said, or people can just come in and share stuff and discuss things. I mean, one of the things is the Pokemon I Choose You panel. That one, we have at the Red Lion a Pokestop right there at the gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can do Pokemon Go right there. Chances are there's a gym or something in the area. And, of course, Raikou is out there right now. So you can go ahead and team up and get it. You've got a lot of options there with that. There's a couple of others that have, like for example, on Friday, there is the con survival tips at the Red Lion. It's one of the first panels. So you want to get there at noon. And it talks all about, this is how you live through what the heck this is. Because there's a lot of people who've never been to one of these before.
Sorry, it's at 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock, I'm sorry.
That's came on the list.
Thank
you. It's very laid out. You named the hotel.
And so there is, at 1 o'clock, there is the con survival tips. It's going to be talking about insoles for your shoes because you're going to be spending a lot of time on your feet. It talks about
wear good props. Shoes. I think she's not doing the shoes justice. I've seen people wear 5-inch heels and they had a successful con because they only had one blister.
Yep.
And I'm going, get good shoes. Yep. They will make the con, it'll change the convention from a terrible time to a wonderful time.
Yeah. The truth is that insoles, it's strange that we're going to spend some time talking on this, but if your feet hurt, the first hour you're going, oh, I can handle it. Right. At the end of that first hour, you're going to be aware of your feet. Now, if you're ever aware of a part of your body that you're not actively using, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, if you, someone suddenly goes, I know I have a kidney, that's kind of an important thing. By the end of hour two, you're going to really be paying a lot of attention to your feet. And by the end of hour four, you are willing to walk away from the $80 you spent to get into this thing. So it's important to wear those insoles and actually be able to handle that.
And that's why I talked about water earlier. It's,
you know, yes. Hydrate. All of that stuff's going to be covered in that one.
We're going to have water like stations.
Cell phone service. Yes. Yeah. It may work. It might not.
Yeah.
So I can tell you we're going to have good Wi-Fi, at least at the Mech, and I think both the hotels will have Wi-Fi as well.
Yep, that's right.
But the more people who have Wi-Fi, the slower it's going to get. So if you've got good cell service, great.
Yeah, that's very important. One of the other things we've got there is the real talk segments. Those are the Adulting 101 class. And they're talking about some important stuff like dealing with depression. I personally am one of those people that had a very good friend who suffered from depression. And it's cyclic. He goes through it like regularly. Yeah. August shows up and he's going to be in a depression until February. Mm. And he might be able to shake it off sometime in March. And I didn't know how to help him. I didn't know what to say. I knew not saying the right thing was not going to be helpful. I knew that not just abandoning him wasn't going to be the right answer. So I knew nothing about how to deal with this. And these people who are going to be talking on this live through this every day. They know what people need to know. So if you are suffering from depression, you think you might be suffering from depression, if you have a friend or a loved one who is suffering from depression or you think might be, please go to this because it's an opportunity to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about just anything. If you go down the real talk, we're going to be talking about sexism and entertainment. And it is a huge number of people in that particular class. That one covers the comic book industry, the writing industry, television, theater, and movies. So it's going across the board. They're going to talk about what that does and what that impact is. And you can really see it in the recent success of Wonder Woman. You know, this, all of this, oh, great. Now it's going to be expected that, you know, a movie about a woman can be successful. You know, this is, it's crazy. But the truth is that this is something that we've had to really fight for. And Patty Jenkins did a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman's amazing.
Well, yeah, and the director, I mean, they were going to undercut her for the next one.
Damn straight. And she's like, no, yeah. You aren't.
No,
it's like, I'm the most successful DC film. What you got?
Yeah. Exactly. Bring it. Do you want me to go to Marvel? Because I'll go to Marvel. You know who they've got? They've got, you know... We could do this, man.
If you have kids, we've got the child containment area. Now, it's important to note, this is not a babysitting service. You have to be there with your kid. But we have everything from wand making in there to build your own lightsaber. The Frankenstuffies are going to be a lot of fun because you're going to have a lot of stuffed animals you can cut apart and have your kid pick which parts he wants for which.
And that's at the Red Lion?
That's at the Red Lion.
Yep.
There will be a ball pit. In the kids'
because
room. Can I go? That's yes. A real question.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I can say I'd like to adopt a child for the weekend. Yes,
I want to jump into ball.
Yes, yes, you can. But, I fully expect that.
But
McDonald's
yeah,
so got rid of theirs. So it's no fun anymore.
I know.
But yeah,
I know.
We've got a kids area specifically because there are a lot of kids who are nerds, and you know, heck, we've had the. Chris, who is our liaison at the Red Lion, when we told him about this at first, he goes, I want to build a lightsaber.
How do I get to build a lightsaber?
They're fun.
They are.
Absolutely. It's going to be great.
Did one at Disney. They're fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we have the budget like Disney does, but yeah,
no,
they're great.
They're not. It's a bona fide flashlight with,
Our lightsabers are pool noodles.
Oh, hey,
so you can hit your brother with them and not have it be a problem.
Or not break.
Yeah, exactly. And not break. Also.
Or not break your brother.
Yeah, also true.
Whatever. That, you know, having brothers, you know.
Anyway, that's secondary.
I only have a sister. Still.
Right,
yeah. Wailing at.
But we also have, like, our major events. We have the main events at the Red Lion. We're going to have this Iron cosplay, which is kind of like Iron Chef, only with cosplay. You get a team of four people together, or up to four people together, and you have 90 minutes to make a costume. And all the stuff is going to be on stage, and you have 2 minutes to grab all the ingredients you're going to take, and then you go back to your square, and you can't leave that square. One person is allowed to leave to glue stuff on the stage, but other than that, they have to stay in that 10 by 10 area. Sure. And the creativity that we've seen happen with this is just astounding. We've got some beautiful etched beer stein things, big, gigantic glasses that were made by Beast Curiosity out of Boise. And they say, so many fandoms, one special ingredient. So it's just, there's one special ingredient, and you have to incorporate it into your cosplay.
All of our
cosplay.
Swag is using the so many fandoms tagline.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got for totes, so many fandoms, two little arms. She can't carry it all. So you have to have a tote bag. Water bottles that say so many fandoms, need to stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff has shirts that say so many fandoms, too little sleep.
Yeah.
And all of this is just, it's a theme. We even had a lady ask if we had any onesies. Mm-hmm. And I went online and did a too many fandoms, better start now onesie for her. And she's like, I love it. So she bought it.
So we actually made challenge coins for the first year.
Because I saw that the...
Check those out.
The one page, you didn't get the money raised.
Oh, the Kickstarter?
The Kickstarter did not happen, unfortunately. We actually are in a very select group when it comes to Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
So for Kickstarter, if you get over 20%, there's an 80% chance you're going to be fully funded.
Ah.
Because there's, when it comes to crowdfunding, either if you don't get funded, it's either because you don't have a good idea that anybody likes,
mm-hmm.
or more likely, nobody hears about it.
Yeah.
And if you get over 20%, chances are you're going to be fully funded because people have heard about it. People got, you know, you got the word out. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you've got a great idea. I think that we didn't get started early enough, getting the word out that this was going to happen. That's where I think we dropped the ball, was letting people know to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But,
but all the things we were going to fund with that, we've purchased.
I did try.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
and lots of people did. Lots of people did.
Like I said, we were over 25%. And so we hit that special 20% that didn't get funded because, like, we probably just didn't get enough people hearing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's it's just one of those learning experiences. And, like I said, everything we wanted to fund, we bought anyway.
We found a way to do it. We were going to buy a TARDIS. We actually had the building materials for the TARDIS donated by two different companies.
Nice.
Yeah. So it got
one
bought.
One company got all
got
the lumber.
Made.
The other company gave us all the glass and paint.
Nice.
And so we have a TARDIS that will be at every Snake River Comic Con. It looks amazing.
It does.
John Gilson did a fantastic job building it for us.
Right. And there's even a panel at the Clarion about building a TARDIS, and they're going to dismantle it so you can see how it goes together and put it back together again.
It's
going to be a great opportunity for you to actually learn how to make your own TARDIS. So that's going to be one of the things that's going on. We've got, we wanted to get a sign hanging system, and we did. And that is one of the best things ever. If you are going to have a convention, it's a great way to hang your banners and things like this from the ceiling. You don't have to have floor stands. You're not going to be taking up floor space at all. And they just go on all of these commercial buildings, so it works really well. And then there was what was the other thing we were going to get? The third thing.
Boy, that was, you know,
that was a long time ago.
My brain's refreshed at least once since.
Yeah, but I whatever the third thing was, we also got that.
Basically, what ended up happening is, even though we didn't get the Kickstarter go through, we had enough people look at what we wanted to do and say, "Let me help you with that."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That So even if even some of the things that we didn't have in the Kickstarter, people said, here, let me help you with that, which opened up us to be able to do to buy the signees because we got this donation from over here instead.
And yeah, that happened repeatedly.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't do the, you know, however much we set the Kickstarter for, but since then people have donated pretty much more than that in order to make the convention happen.
Yeah.
So they did it in their own time. They did it, in kind, like, you know, the lumber company that did that and the paint company. So they're fantastic. If you're interested in knowing who helped us out with what, you can go to the sponsor section on the website, and it will tell you all of the people who have put this together. But we've just had lots and lots and lots of people really step up. I can't tell you enough about how wonderful everybody here has been. All of the people who were businesses who helped us out with the golden ticket giveaways, they really helped us out a lot. And the people really seem to really enjoy it. Yeah. Having the thing there, we had a couple of places have costume contests specifically for the golden ticket giveaway, which is great.
That's awesome. Glad it's been working out.
It really has. I really like what they've been doing. If anybody has any questions about tickets, you can still buy them. If you want to know about guests, you can click on our guests tab and see all of the different people that are there. The programming has a master guest or a master list. So you can, you know, if you're looking for a specific guest, you can do a search for them. And say, hey, I really want to know about what this person's doing.
Or we, you know, a lot of people know what somebody looks like, but they don't know their name or if I, you know.
Even exactly.
You can just like, I recognize that face.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the people I'm really excited to meet is Allison Arngrim. She played Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie, and she looks like the same. If you put a side-by-side picture of her, it's hilarious. She looks the same.
She has just been so excited
about
everything we're doing. We've had to explain to her, you've got panels you have to do yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't go to every single panel that we have.
She saw our panel.
That's the thing. Also, some people don't realize some of the people we're fans of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're fans of people, too.
Yeah, they really are.
She loves the steampunk stuff and wants to go to every tea party.
Yeah.
And she's super excited to go on the haunted tour that we're taking our guests on.
Yeah, it's going to be really great.
She heard about what we were doing through one of our other guests' agents, and she went, get me into that convention. I don't care what you have to do. I want to be there.
Yeah.
And we had an opening, and I was like, yeah, bring her on.
Yeah, that was right
and
as
that has
Lisa
been just
Warren the had to drop out.
Yeah.
She was the last big guest.
Last big guest that we brought in. Yeah, we had Lisa Loring, who was the original Wednesday Addams, but then she had to have emergency back surgery.
And Lisa Loring was so excited to come.
She was such a doll.
Here. And when she went to the doctor and he said, if we don't get you in back surgery now rather than November, turbulence on a plane could paralyze you.
A pothole could paralyze you. And we did not want to be the convention that broke.
We'll give you a year to recover and then come back next year.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the first time I got a phone call from her, it's like, hi, this is Lisa. And I'm going, so that was interesting.
That sound has come out of her a lot because
Allison Arngrim asked to be on the staff page and Helen just went and I'm like, I don't know if we want her to see our staff page, but
honestly all of our guests have been so amazing. Don Shanks went to Treasure Valley Comic Con this summer, but he refused to let them announce him as a guest because we've already announced him and we're having him here. He didn't want to detract from Snake River.
So he was a surprise mystery guest.
He was a surprise mystery guest.
And
is so wonderful and so sweet of him to do that for us.
Yeah, but it was very, very sweet. Katrine McGregor, she's a casting agent.
And
she is just amazing. She knows everybody.
Yeah.
She was like, and this is my friend Margot Kidder, and we're going, ah! And so... it's across the board. It's just astounding how many people that we've gotten. When I was at breakfast with these guys and Parker Stevenson's agent reached out to me and I made that horrible noise again in public. And I was so excited about that. We've done a little bit of looking into it and, Sean Cassidy doesn't do appearances and Pamela Sue Martin will, and she played Nancy Drew. So it's kind of neat that we, you know, you could get Nancy Drew and one of the Hardy Boys, but it's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Got a lot of authors. A lot of authors.
Yeah. And locals. Actually, we've had Russell on podcast too.
Oh, yeah. He's actually doing, I think he's reading, Russell Pike. Yeah, he's doing a reading at one of the tea parties.
Right.
So he's doing a great job there. David West is also doing a reading. So I'm very pleased with that.
Oh, look, there's you.
That's me back in my normal days. I look at that and I think that must have been centuries ago. My
yes,
hair isn't
she did
blue.
Have red hair.
I used to have red hair. Yeah. It took a lot of work to get that red.
We put her tangle on as an author, even though she is also running the con, because she's doing a bunch of writing panels. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, how to
dispose of a body.
Thank you. Dispose. The word dispose just left my vocabulary for a moment.
Oh, no, I couldn't think Kickstarter earlier. Like, thing, raise money.
Right.
Get stuff. Make things.
Yeah, the how to dispose of a body is the first class, and then how to hide a body is the second class.
Right.
And then the third class is how to poison somebody, because you need to learn it in that order. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to dispose of the body before you have one. If you wait, then there's that whole panic thing and you might screw up.
Exactly.
You need to know how to get rid of the body first. And I did that one at another convention this year for the very first time. And it was hilarious because we were like, some of the people at the back were just going, I cannot believe this is how this conversation is going. But we were talking about, well, you know, okay, so if you decide to store somebody in a wall, you really want to see if you can mummify them, because that's a great way to get rid of the smell. So you want to put them in like a really dry area. You want to make sure that the fluids don't have a way to collect. So I recommend that, like, if you put them in a wall, make sure that you've got in between the uprights, you know, the 2x4s, and then fill that with sand. You know, like, put the body in there, fill it with sand.
I think it's important to point out that if I go missing, she's the prime suspect.
Yep.
Read the book. Get ideas where to look.
Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, it was really funny because and people are going, oh yeah, because would kitty litter work? I mean, people were participating. People are participating. They're going, would kitty litter work for that? I said, yeah, but yeah, I don't think you want to do the clumping litter, because I think that might take away, because then there'll be holes and that could sift out and then you could have some smell. And the, you know, the people next to us go, oh my God, you got to get the right kind of kitty litter to kill somebody. And it's just funny the way that it works. How you just start talking about these things when you're doing world building, when you're doing character building, for writing, you just come across doing stuff in really weird ways, and it ends up being very funny.
Yeah, never look up an author's Google search history.
No.
I swear, more FBI agents have been dispatched to authors' places than actual terrorists.
That's pretty much it.
It's messed up.
I don't know. I think that's just nerds in general. I find myself having really weird conversations about things that I never would have thought of. But once you have that question in your head, and when I was younger, there was no internet. Like, I had I couldn't find the answers to these things.
Yeah, so you have to kind of make them up.
You know, and now I'm like, no, I'm going to find out. I want to know what's the best kitty litter to get rid of odors of a decomposing corpse.
Yeah. Right.
I'm never going to need this information, but it's...
Sure, we're never going to need this information.
Yes, but authors are going to have to look up, how do I dismantle a bomb? Because if I do it wrong in my book, somebody will get themselves hurt.
Someone's so going to call me out on that.
Exactly, exactly.
So what's going to be the important
even
one?
Worse than nerds, you know, just take that to the next level.
I definitely recommend the Fresh Step, I think. Okay. The Fresh Step is really the best way to
go up. There are a few other people I want to mention just because, he's got the guest list up, so we're looking at all the pictures up a little bit more. I want to call out to Kelly and Carter Reed. They are fantastic. He writes the Zombie Nation webcomic, and he is just hilarious. She makes these awesome... Adorably Evil is the name of her company, and she makes these bags that are all Cthulhoid and whatnot. But I want to mention them specifically because all of the guest banners that we have were designed by Carter.
Nice. Yeah.
He stepped up. We said, do you want to be a guest? He said, sure. What else do you need? How can I help? And every time I've said, I need this done, he's gone, I'm on it. And then a week later, I say, how is that? He goes, oh, crap. Life happened. I'm on it.
But he came through.
And he's been amazing. Going back down.
Izzy Keener helped up.
Izzy Keener, we haven't gotten him yet, but Izzy Keener has been amazing. He did most of the website design. He fixed for me.
Yeah, all of those beautiful frames that you see there, he designed those. He
designed the frame. Newton Ewell, unfortunately she can't make it this year, but one of our artists, Lorraine Barreras, designed our river logo.
Yeah.
That we've got he did one, she did one. They then combined efforts and came up with the great one that we did.
Yep.
So I want to thank both of them directly because just absolutely amazing work.
And then of course Helen Might, we could not do this without her. And we've had a lot of help across the board. But yeah. Okay. Excuse me. So yeah, we've gotten a lot of people who are guests who have said, "Hey, I want to be a guest, but what can I do to make this a success?" And so it's been
the
great.
The band The Relics, it's a local band. They do a lot of oldies stuff. And currently two of their members are currently packing guest bags for us because we had to be here. And so they're, didn't have to be here. We got to be here. We got to be here.
But yeah, so The Relics is...
Tom Mendoza and his wife Adele stepped up and just said, "How can we help?" And have been amazing. I mean, literally everyone that we worked with has just been, "How can we help? What can we do to make this work?"
Well, it is like an hour and 10 minutes into this.
Yes. And so we probably should wrap things up.
We probably should. I noticed that
the pre-recorded ending is already passed.
Yeah, it's already passed.
And that gets, moved around all the time. Yeah.
I think we're quite inconsistent on the run length on these.
I know. We aim for an hour. When it's usually we have a DC film, it's a 2-hour.
Gotcha, I can understand that completely.
We are in the minority where we actually liked Batman v Superman.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it had some problems,
it wasn't the greatest film of all time.
Right.
It was not terrible. I own it. I still love it.
I like Suicide Squad as well.
Yeah, they should not have cut out the scenes in Batman v Superman. They should not have cut out those scenes. Those extended scenes need to be put back in.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of stuff that got left out.
And it pisses me off.
That was not okay. Yeah. And talking about geek stuff, these are conversations we would never have. There was which would win, the aliens or the Empire? From Star Wars.
Yeah, I watched that YouTube video.
And I was like, the conversation that happened after that was just fabulous because it's like, okay, maybe. But as soon as you get one of those aliens, which can survive in space, to take one of the eggs, which can survive in space, and attach onto a Yuuzhan Vong.
That suddenly changes the whole
thing. All of a sudden, I'm sorry, you and your petty force, mister. And by the way, I'm a ship. I'm a ship with acid blood and an extra mouth. So, I'm sorry, your Star Destroyer just got destroyed. And it's the end of result of those conversations is that this is obviously something we're going to have to take, out of the hour that we have to that. But I expect those kind of conversations going to happen all over the convention.
All over the convention. And there's another thing that happens at conventions. You're probably feeling it right now in that post-con hype.
Yeah.
And it's that you saw something at that convention that has you going, "Oh my, I gotta do this.
I gotta watch this.
I've gotta write this. I've gotta draw that. I've gotta make this costume," whatever it is. Capitalize on it. Right. Seize it. Take it and do something with it.
Make it yours.
I know my post-con hype is going to be napping, but I'm in a different position than everybody else. So.
Yeah. For me, it's going to be, okay, I need to write down everything that we discussed while it's fresh in my mind that didn't work, what kinds of things we can do to fix
this.
Have
the notebook.
Yeah. All of that stuff, that Bible of this is how we do the con. And that's going to be my post-event hype. Is I'm going to be sitting here going, what can I do now? What can I do now?
Yeah, see what that post-con hype does for you.
Well, I'll let you guys go. Do you any famous last words you want to put in before?
Thank you all for being a part of this. Please come to the convention, find us, talk to us, and be a part of this. It's your convention. This is you, and it's all for you. So thank you.
We could not do this without the fans.
And we wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
And scene.
Thank
you guys for coming as well. And
thank you.
And discussing the Snake River Comic Con with us. This will be my first Comic Con that I've gone to. So
really?
Yeah. So I'm excited for it.
I can't remember if we got Convergen badge ribbons, but if so, we might have. There's a lot of badge ribbons. Yeah.
Yeah, it's both not a problem. Of us. We're
good. Well, you know us. You know, you can like hunt us now. You say, "Where's the thing? I want the thing."
Go to the backstage. Yes. Mm-hmm. With the random couch. Yeah.
We do have a VIP area for the rave and the concert, and it's going to have couches. So you know, so if you didn't have your VIP tickets, now you know to get it next year.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Quick stop.